Humboldt County continues to revoke cannabis permits due to non-payment of Measure S excise taxes, but some debts are being addressed through payment plans and property buyers who are willing to assume the tax debts of previous cultivators. The county's Board of Supervisors approved 8 more cannabis permit revocations at its June 17th meeting. There were 9 permits recommended to be revoked, but the 9th is in the process of being transferred to a new owner who's agreed to pay a Measure S debt. There have been other cases of that, and County Planner Michael Kine described 3 examples of it, with properties in Bridgeville and Petrolia. In 2 of the 3 examples, Measure S tax debts of $68,000 and $10,000 have been paid in full. The 3rd property buyer has entered into a tax debt payment plan. Supervisor Steve Madrone said revocations must proceed, but there is what he described as an out.
There is an out here. That is, develop a payment plan, right? That's kicking it down the road, so to speak, in that it gives time to try and hold on to that permit and make payments and finish that off by the end of the year. So that's the pathway forward for those folks, frankly. And we've deliberated over this over and over and over again to try and, I mean, we've given a lot of leeway over and over. And should we have ever had a Measure S? I don't believe so, but it is in place and it is there. So I just wanted to mention that because it is an out for people to at least preserve that permit.
But during a public comment period, cultivators described financial hardships that tax debts contribute to. Southern Humboldt cannabis farmer Craig Johnson described Measure S as a dysfunctional tax.
We were coming to the board from the very beginning saying this isn't working, we need help. And Supervisor Madrone, I really got to make this point. You just said you didn't think we should have a Measure S, but yet you were the hardest one to pull into a reduction when it was time. And I just really want to like connect with all of you because we've been coming to the board and now I'm seeing some of these permits and these are pretty personal. Like these families have been trying hard. And I know it's too late now, but please, when your constituents are coming to you saying it's not working, please listen with both ears and ask more questions if you don't know. Measure S is just another way that it didn't work for the community.
Supervisor Rex Bone said he's gotten calls from realtors trying to sell properties with Measure S debts and abatement issues. Planning Director John Ford said the county regularly works with realtors and buyers to resolve those issues. Bone vouched for that approach, comparing cannabis farming to other financially challenged resource industries.
There seems to be a little bit of renaissance going on right now, people wanting to pick up parcels and do it on a smaller scale, but do it. I don't know if there's still a market out there. So, and if, especially for people that have had, that are in the market. So any way we can help keep that segment of the business, I would kind of like what we try to do with logging and fishing and all the other ones, even though we try to stop them, but I mean, we need those. We're a resource-based county. There's no way around it. We're, you know, most of our people work for the government, but somebody has to pay them. So as we move forward, anything we can do within legal realm, we can't give taxes away. We can work with people.
Supervisors voted to revoke 8 debt-saddled permits due to non-response from their owners and to hold off on revoking the one in the process of being transferred. They also directed staff to return with an agenda item on extending the county's payment plan program. The vote was unanimous, with Board Chair Michelle Bushnell absent. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.